Monday. Today is November the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's no surprise to anyone in agriculture that the last year has been challenging financially, and 25 is anticipated to be much the same. We're going to hear from a few experts on this coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the typical commercial corn and soybean farm in the upper Midwest will likely show financial losses in both 2024 and 2025 based on reports from roughly 3,100 farms. The Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota highlighted the state of farm finances on Tuesday as the American Bankers Association kicked off its annual Bankers Conference. Now, reports from the center's database of finances for more than 3,100 farms in the FinBin program projects the typical commercial crop farm in the upper Midwest with a negative $24,000 net average net farm income for 2024, and looking ahead projects a negative $12,000 for 2025. That's coming off 2023, in which the average crop farm in the upper Midwest had $95,000 positive in average net farm income. Those income numbers were significantly higher in 2022 at $381,000 and back in 2021 at $347,000. Now, it's interesting to look behind the numbers as they've based this on cash rented land in southern Minnesota, but a lot of the numbers do apply in Ohio. With corn, an average yield of 195 bushels per acre and an average price of $375 a bushel, a farmer would earn $731 an acre, but the projected expenses right now are at $955 an acre, showing a negative return of negative $224 per acre for 2024. Now, they're using an average cash price nationally at $406 a bushel. USDA is forecasting $410 a bushel, but the farms show negative returns even though expenses are projected to be lower. Per acre expenses came in at $955 an acre. That was down from $1,017 an acre in 23. The big difference was the $82 drop in fertilizer from year to year. The average cash rent price, though, was in that mode of $271 an acre. So with the cost of production at $955 an acre and 190 bushel per acres, the farm would need $5.02 a bushel just to break even. Soybeans, sort of a similar story, with an average yield of 54 bushels per acre and an average cash price of $950 a bushel. Soybean acres would net an average of $513 an acre. The total average expense for that crop came in at $672 an acre, so your average net return was negative $159. Now, they use the $955 a bushel. USDA's projected price for the 24-25 crop is $1080 a bushel. The cost projections for soybeans came in at $672 an acre for 2024, with cash rent averaging $269 an acre. Other expenses took up $227, with seed and chemicals then at $126 an acre. So again, at $672 an acre with a 54 bushel per acre yield, the break-even price would need to hit $12.44 per bushel. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, staying with the same theme we were talking about, a recent survey found ag lenders are less optimistic that their farmer borrowers will remain profitable this year. Now, a decline in profitability overall concerns bankers, though that varies by region and commodity. Lenders to livestock producers are more optimistic than bankers lending to crop producers. Overall, lenders also are concerned that producers' credit will deteriorate in the coming years. Now, those were a few of the key findings from the 2024 Ag Lender Survey report produced jointly by the American Bankers Association, the Federal Ag Mortgage Corporation, more commonly known as Farmer Mac. Breaking it down, ag lenders expect only 58% of their borrowers will remain profitable in 2024, compared to 78% last year. Flipping it around, lenders expect 42% of their ag borrowers will not make a profit. A growing number of lenders also expect to tighten credit standards within in the next 12 months. Now, looking ahead to 2025, ag lenders overall forecast just 51% of producers will be profitable. That's the lowest number from the survey since 2020. That coincides with other data released at the American Bankers Association Ag Bankers Conference this week in Milwaukee. An analysis highlighted at the start of the conference showed the typical corn and soybean farmer in the upper Midwest will show financial losses in both 2024 and 2025. Now, the combination of lower export demand for U.S. agricultural goods and the rebound of global inventories put significant downward pressure on global commodity prices and U.S. farm incomes, according to the Ag Lenders Survey. The survey, which is in its ninth year, had more than 450 responses from agricultural lenders at banks from around the country, ranging from less than $50 million in assets to more than $1 billion. Now, liquidity and farm income remained at top the list of lender concerns for producers. Meanwhile, lenders expressed less concern this year about inflation, weather, and other factors affecting producers. The number one concern, though, facing lending institutions in 2024 was credit quality and agricultural loan deterioration. Demand for loans secured by farmland and ag production loans increased in 2024, and lenders anticipate loan demand for both categories will continue to increase in the next 12 months. They reported an average agricultural loan application approval rate of 86% for new loans in the 12 months leading up to August of 2024 and expect the approval rate for renewal requests to be about 88% for the following 12 months. Bankers also said they expect to lean a little more into the USDA's guaranteed loan programs for farmers in the coming year. Guaranteed loans help farmers qualify for credit and reduce the risk for producers. The FSA has 115,000 guaranteed and direct loan customers, and the FSA will have a guaranteed loan limit of $2.25 $1 billion in 2025. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.